KQED.
He's been called the Turlock Tornado. But before the run-up to this weekend's Super Bowl, few had even heard of San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick or his hometown. But Kaepernick's meteoric rise in the NFL has put Turlock on the map. And the folks who live in that Central Valley town couldn't be more proud. Reporter Alice Daniel has this postcard.
When I get done here, then we'll have some better...
Ruben Hernandez slowly turns the red vinyl barber's chair as he dries a client's hair in his downtown shop. Coca-Cola signs and autographed celebrity photos line the walls. And there's an antique cash register and a barber pole.
It's got the atmosphere of the barber shop in Andy of Mayberry. Remember Andy, Opie, and Barney, and Floyd's barber shop, where all the guys get together. Even women stop by now, and they just want to be part of the conversation. And I tell everybody we try to solve the world's problems here. So,
but this week, excitement trumps problems. The thrill of having hometown hero Colin Kaepernick play in the Super Bowl.
We were just talking about him right before you came in here.
Anything with Kaepernick's name on it is flying off the shelves in this agricultural town of about 70,000, he says. Hernandez points proudly to a number 7 jersey hanging on the wall that he found at a local flea market.
The amazing thing is that we've seen some of these out at the mall in Modesto going for about $260, and we were able to pick this one up for $60.
He's only met one person who isn't keyed up about Kaepernick, his current customer, James White, who looks like he's just been interrogated. White seems almost sheepish when he admits he didn't even know who Kaepernick was.
Actually, I did not.
Isn't that sad?
Hernandez won't let it go.
How could you not be in tune with what's going on? I mean, Kaepernick is here from Turlock, and everybody's trying to cap in on the Kaepernick phenomenon, you know.
Christina Hacker, the only editor at the Turlock Journal, couldn't agree more.
The last time we had this much attention at Turlock was when Sarah Palin came to talk at the university.
She gets calls every day from her office off Main Street on new Super Bowl promotions from local businesses. The excitement has reached a fever pitch, she says.
The Kaepernick cakes and the Kaepernick hot dogs and the Kaepernick hamburger specials.
Hacker covered Kaepernick as a sports reporter and says he's a nice, down-to-earth guy. Kaepernick excelled in football, baseball, and basketball here at Pittman High. Before that, he played youth football in Turlock as a 9-year-old quarterback. In fourth grade, he wrote a now famous letter for a time capsule project.
His letter said that he wanted to play professional football, he wanted to go to the pros and play for the Niners or the Packers, even if they're not that good.
Heather, how many more Kaepernicks do we have to do for today?
Over at Lisa's Cookie Jar, owner Lisa Fernandez says she can't make enough of her now famous Kaepernick cookies.
Traditional shortbread covered in fondant with a royal icing.
She couldn't find a jersey-shaped cookie cutter, so she's using one in the shape of a baby's onesie.
So we're cutting out the onesie and then cutting off the bottom of it to look like a jersey.
There's a Kaepernick special at Main Street Footers.
You like jalapenos on your Kaepernick, right?
20-year-old Molly Amont says the footlong hot dog comes with chili, coleslaw, jalapenos, and special sauce. It's unique, spicy, and hot, she says.
Those are a lot of words that people use to describe him and his game, so yeah, spicy and hot, yeah.
She's worked here for 4 years and says sales have doubled in the last week.
It's been crazy busy, like insanely busy.
Folks here say people are even driving from other places like Reno, where Kaepernick played college football, to watch the game in his hometown.
We'll just go ahead and clean you up. And James, I'm going to ask you that question one more time. Hopefully you're going to give us the right answer. He's saying no.
Back at the barber shop, customer James White is leaving. Ruben Hernandez asks one more time if he'll watch the Super Bowl.
I probably will have to now.
He has a change of plans.
There's a tailgate party in town this weekend, and the mayor has proclaimed Super Bowl Sunday, Colin Kaepernick Day. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Turlock.